Today's Shia is Masechta Chulin Daf Chav Ches. We will begin by Zer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Zayin on Beis. 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda Mishim Rav Yitzchak Ben Pinchas. Ein Shechita Life Min HaTorah Medaraisa. He says there is no Chiyav Shechita Medaraisa. All one has to do is have the simonim, the connovation of the animal, somehow severed. And once we have those simonim severed, then the halach is that it's allowed to be eaten. However, most Rishonim say that even though Rabbi Yitzchak Pinchas is teaching us that shechit is not required, however, what we now need to understand, Rashi asks, is we know that the Torah says that a bird come a nevela. We spoke recently about a nevela's oiftar. And the question is, if a bird becomes a nevela, if there's no specific way that the Torah says that a bird is slaughtered, so how does it ever become a nevela? So one answer is if it happened by itself. If the bird just died, not that anybody killed it, then it would be a nevela. But others suggest that even though Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef is saying that there's no need for shechita, what there is a need to do is they have to kill the bird by cutting or doing something to the simonim. If the bird were killed in any other fashion, then it would not be permissible to eat, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Vishis and Bessie Sram and Ageha Gor Besoicham, Ashiyotu Tzayt Chayf, Oif Ashiyachov Shofa Estom Vichisoba Oifer. We learn from this pasuk, Beshvicha Ba'almam, just by causing it to bleed out, Sagi, it's enough for the bird to be considered mutter to be eaten. But as the Gemara, if we're learning from that pasuk, Yacha, the pasuk also mentions Chaya. So according to that, this halacha that we are now learning should apply to a chai as well, not just to a bird. Answers the Gemara, Iskish, when the Torah speaks about a chaya, the Torah compares it to Basula and Mekdoshim. The Torah, when it talks about kotshim, an animal that was designated as hegdish, that became bambum, and now cannot be used as a carbon, the halacha is that animal is redeemed, and now it can be eaten by anyone. And the pasuk says there, "B'sharecha toichlena hatar v'atama yacht v'ketzvi v'ayol." So the Torah compares that animal that became disqualified from eating to ketzvi and ayol. And just so we look, and tzvi ayol are examples of a chaya. And what we're learning from here is that just like the animal that was designated for hegdish, it's a behemoth and requires shechita, here too, the chai will require shechita. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to learn, oif nami iskish l'behema. The oif is also compared to behema, the ksiv, because the pasuk says, zois tyrus a behema v'oif. And even though we learned from that pasuk that the halacha is that we learn from that malika, that which is done on the neck. That's how we know shechit is done on the neck. But again, says Rashi, there's a rule of ein hekesh l'machza. And if we're learning it in one direction, we have to learn in both directions. And we should learn from there that a bird has to have some sort of shechita. Haksiv asked the Gemara, but we just learned by the bird, the Torah says, v'shafach estama b'shvicha ba'alma, just eliminating it without shechita is enough. But ask the Gemara, so what's pushing us now is the fact that the Torah used the word v'shafach estomai. And the pasuk, that pasuk that where the Torah used that word speaks both about an oif and a chaya. So ask the Gemara, my chazis, the sadeh aloif, what makes you, ask the Gemara, be more convinced that it should be speaking about the chaya, about the bird, and telling us there's no chiv shechita by a bird, maybe it's talking about the chaya, and maybe what the Torah is telling us, that this has to be, that there's no shchita by chaya. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra, Mishum the Salt Mune. The Pasuk says, Mishafak Estamai, and we look at the Pasuk says that chaya oi oi fashiyachu, and then says Vishafach. So the Vishafach is closer to the oif than to the chaya, seemingly teaching us that this halacha applies more by an oif than it does by a chaya. Continues the Gemara, Simen Nisnabo Dom B'Malika. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah, where we're going to learn later in Masechta, speaks about Kisui Adam. And it says there, Meisrei, if somebody, Hashoichiv Nisnabo B'Yodoi, if somebody was shechting an animal, and the animal became an Avela, or Hanoicher, somebody was pulling out the Simonim, Ma'akir was uprooting them, different ways of taking out the simonim, patam l'chasis. There's no chiv of kisui adam. As we know, the Torah Dosh says that if somebody shechs a chay or oif, the special halacha of kisui adam. But what we're learning here is that if this bird or animal cannot be eaten, then there's no chiv of kisui adam. So the assumption is that the halacha in that we learned in that Mishnah, Mitzvah Shema Da Peheyom and Aleph, is applying both to a bird and to a chaya. But ask the Gemara, Iyamrit Ein Shechita Loif Man HaTayri, if we're going to say there's no Chiv Shechita on a bird, so then the Chirasa Zu Shechitasai. The Chirasa is a legitimate way of eliminating that bird. So if it's a legitimate way, halachically, of eliminating the bird, V'libay Kisui, so it should require Kisui Adam. Answers the Gemara, Mi Savrit, what makes you say, says the Gemara, that pasuk is to be on, that Mishnah is speaking about an oif, that it's speaking about a chayim. By an oif, indeed, the Gemara is saying, the halacha will be that any way you kill it, it'll be half kisui adam. Because any way you kill it is a legitimate way of killing it halachically. That Mishnah that says if you didn't kill it in the proper way is speaking about a chayim. Toshma, so says the Gemara on different brayse. Ashoichet v'tzarech l'adam. If somebody shechts an animal, a bird that requires kisui adam, the halacha is chayv l'chasoi. Keitzer u'oisem, and says the brayse, noichroi oikroi, what can you do when you need the dam? In other words, if all the dam has to be covered because of kisui adam, so now the question is, if somebody needs blood, what should he do? How could he get blood? Ketsuraisa, I nachai akroi, do nechira oyakira. My love, and again, suggests the Gemara, isn't that Bryce speaking about oif? Why? The kabayle ledamil yenicha. The person needs the blood, that's the way they used to be able to chase the moths away from the clothing. And we see from here that if you eliminate the bird, not through shchita, then the halacha will be, there's no chiv kisui adam. But if we started that that we don't have to do shchita on a bird, how do we understand that braisa? Says Marloi, that braisa is speaking about a chaya. We're talking about a chaya, the kaboyle ladam lalaka. We're speaking about a case where he needs the blood because he needs to make some red color, and the blood of a chaya is used for that purpose, and therefore the halacha is if you don't kill the chay with shchita, so then you don't have to do kisui adam. However, the question that we need to discuss is that we know there's an issur about tashkus. We may not waste something which is useful. So the question is, based on that halacha, it should be usur to kill a bird or a chaya without shchita, because by killing them that not without shchita, you make it prohibited to be eaten, and therefore you did bal tashkis. So the Taz answers that the definition of bal tashkis is when you destroy something for no purpose. But if you're destroying a bird and the person or a chaya, you're doing it because you need the blood. So that even though, by the way, you're doing it, the meat will not be edible, then it's not considered a situation that you did something wrong. And based on this, says the Taz, if somebody works with leather and he needs hides which are not stained by blood, he's allowed to use a bloodless method to kill the animal, because again, his goal is not, it's not about tashkus, because he needs to make that leather. The Taz discusses another question. What does he have to, there's a halacha that we're not allowed to do schayra b'davar asur. One may not do business with something that is asur. So the question that the Taz discusses is with somebody who now had this person who killed the bird. And the reason we said he was allowed to kill the bird was because he needed the blood. And now he has this nevela in front of him. Could he sell that? Does he have to discard them? Or may he sell it to a non-Jew? Because the Mishnah Masechet Shviyos says that it's asur to sell non-kosher food, because it may cause somebody to eat the non-kosher food. But the Mishnah says there that if one happens to trap a non-kosher animal, or if somebody made an improper shchita, and now he has this animal, he would be allowed to sell the non-kosher food because he's not dealing with them on a regular basis. Says the Taz, the tanner and the dyer of our Gemara are permitted to sell the non-kosher carcasses to non-Jews. Because he explains, since the primary purpose in killing these animals is to make use of their blood or hides, it's not considered as though they are deliberately dealing and selling non-kosher food. Rather, non-kosher meat. Rather, the way to look at it is their primary business is leather. Their primary business is to have the leather, to have the dye. This non-kosher, the animal that's not kosher, that's a secondary. That only is secondary, and therefore there's no isser of schayr b'davar asr. The Masas B'yomim, however, disagrees with the Taz. And his opinion is that if somebody kills goats for their hides, he may not sell that meat to a non-Jew. He says killing an animal with the intent to sell the meat to a non-Jew is similar to somebody who does business on a regular basis with non-kosher meat, which we're learning, doing business on a regular basis with non-kosher meat would be prohibited. Tashma, says the Gemara, the halacha is that, as we've discussed numerous times, when you bring a bird for a carbon, the way it's killed with malika, not with shechita. We know, furthermore, that the way the malika is done is but with a fingernail piercing the back of the animal, not with a knife. Moreover, it's from the back of the neck, and you break the neck bone, and then you cut the simonim. Mishnah Masechet Zvachim says, Molak Besakin, if somebody did malika with a knife, then the bird becomes a nevela. And as we mentioned, not only is a nevela, but there's a din of nevelas oiftar, that the nevela of a kosher bird has a new type of tumma. You become tumme when you swallow it, and it's your beis ablia, and it makes the clothing that you are wearing tumme. Ask the Gemara, V'yamrit en shechita loif min ha-Torah, they're going to say that shechita is not acceptable, not required by bird midaraisa, ne'ina midachatavale. Even if you broke the shedra mefrekas, you broke the spinal cord and the neck bone, havale trefa. But ask the Gemara, tahani leish sakin letara midein nevela, it should be accomplished enough that it should not be a nevela. The halacha is that even if you have a bird that are treif, but if you did a shechita on them versus just killing it, what you've accomplished is it won't have tumas nevela. So if that's the case, so even if we're saying now that there's no requirement of shechita by a bird. So anyway, you kill the bird. The halacha is it's no longer a nevela. So why will be the halacha that if you did the melika improperly, you're going to have tumas begodma beis ablia? Answers the Gemara. That Mishnah is not a question, because that Mishnah says clearly that birds require shechita, but the opinion that we began our shiur with, the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Pinchas, who damakai tana, he follows a different price. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Akvar Oimer, Matam Loimer, why does the Torah say by a bird, by an animal that was hegdish, that became disqualified, that you redeem it and then you could eat it? The question is, the Torah is comparing this to the case of a tzviva ayil. And the question is, what does the tzviva ayil in any way add to what we're trying to learn? Says the Gemara, ma lamadnu mitzviva ayil. But what does tzviva ayil help us in understanding this halacha? He says, what happens here is, me'ata hareza bola lamid. The Torah, it seems, is using tzviva ayil as a source to teach us something, but really, what ends up here, v'nimtza lamed, the tzviva ayil is learning from there. And we're learning from here, maka tzviva ayil psula mekdashim. Ma psula mekdashim b'shchita, just like the psula mekdashim, the only time you could eat it is by shechting them. From here we learn, after tzviva ayil, only way we could eat a tzviva ayil, which are chayis, is through shechita. However, oif, the oif that is not mentioned here, why is the oif not mentioned here? Because oif ain't like shechita medivrei Torah, ve'el medivrei seifrim. To separate, to differentiate between an oif and a chaya, we're learning from that pasuk, requires shechita, but an oif will actually not require shechita. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael, our Gemara mentioned a new type of limud, something the Gemara called the Baal Alamed, the Nimtza Lamed. So he compares this to a very known concept, and he says this could be compared to the concept that we know of Mitalmida Yosef Mekulam. Somebody comes to teach Talmidim, and his thinking is that I'm going to be teaching them. But really what happens is Mitalmida Yosef Mekulam, you ended up learning from them more than they learn from you. But now, says the Gemara, Man Tana. So now we've identified a Tana who says there's no requirement of shechita by an oif. But ask the Gemara, Man Tana, the Polak Alei Rabbi Elazar Kfar, who's the Tana that holds that there is chiv shechit by oif midaraisa? Says the Gemara, Rebbe, he represents the opinion of Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe Oimer. The pasuk says, "Vezvachta mi bekarcha mitzayncha asher nosan lecha kasha tzivisecha." We don't find that the Torah speaks about hilcha shechita kasha tzivisecha. What must that pasuk be teaching us? Balamish nestava Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught al aveshet that we have to cut the veshet, val konam that we have to cut the kana, val roy echad ba'oif, as we discussed in our previous year, when you shecht an oif, a bird, you have to shecht most of one simen, val roy shnayim v'behema. And you have to, when you kill an animal, you have to shecht roy of the two simonim. So from here we see that he learns that just like an animal was taught that we have to have shechita, so too will be the halacha by oif, that there will be have to have shechita. So we learned in the Mishnah, echad ba'oif, that as we just said, by a bird, midaraisa, all that you really need to do is shecht only one simen. Amma itmar, says the Gemara, which simen? Says the Gemara of Nachman, Amar, oif eshet akana. By bird, you have to shecht one simen, but it doesn't make a difference which one. Says the Gemara, however, Rav Ada bar Hava Amar, veshet v'loikana. If you're only cutting one simen, the simen you should cut is the veshet and not the kana. Rav Nachman Amar, oy veshet oikana. because the pasuk says echek tani. The Mishnah said one. The Mishnah didn't identify specifically which one. So from here we learn either one is fine. Echad kaldahu. Rav Adbar Hava Amma, he said, ech veshet v'loi kana. It has to be the veshet and not the kana, says the Gemara. Why does he say that? Because when it says in our Mishnah, echad, that you cut one, it means hamiyuchad, the better one. And what's the one that's the better one? The halacha is that the veshet is more important than the kana. Because the halacha is that if a kana has a puncture, that doesn't make the animal non-kosher. But if a veshet has the slightest puncture, the halacha is that it would be a treifa. So we see that the veshet is more important. Says the Gemara, Simon Shachet Chatzoyin Gregorius Pigima Dechatas Oif. May say, ask the Gemara, the Brisa says Shachet Veshet, if somebody cut the Veshet, Vakak Nishman Dagageris, and then the Kana went out of place, Kshera. Even though a Kageris being taken out of its place makes the animal a Trefa, since at the time of the Shechita it was where we're supposed to be, therefore it doesn't bother us what happens afterwards. However, Nishpita Gageris, if the Gageris moved out of place and then Shachat Esaveshit and then Yeshecht Aveshit, Psula. Because at that time, the animal was a Trefa if the Gageris is not where it's supposed to be. Continues, Shtabraisa Shachat Esaveshit. If somebody Shechted the Veshit and now he examines and Nimtza Gageris Shmuta and he finds the Gageris displaced, Veini Yedei and he can't tell. Did this happen before the Shechita? After? Zaya Maisa says the Gemara, this question came up in the Beis Medrash. Vamru kol sofet b'shechita. Whenever we have this kind of a question, the halach is psula. And the Pashup Shat, why we say, is as we discussed earlier in our Masechta, that the animal has a chazakah that it's asur. And even though the chazakah that it had was while it was alive. So the Rishonim explained that the way to understand our Gemara is machzikinon miyisura liyisura. If something had a chazaka, a status that it's not allowed to be eaten, even though the reason at that time was because it's alive, and now the reason is because we don't know if the shechita is a proper shechita, but it's still the common denominator is that it may not be eaten, and therefore that is what the status remains on this animal. However, says the Gemara, we have not, in any of these examples, vidu shchitas kageres like tani. We never spoke about what's the halacha of shechting the kana. Isn't this an indication, says the Gemara, that it's only the veshet that's cut? Says the Gemara, the halacha actually would be, answers the Gemara, the shechting the kana alone would be acceptable. Why did the Braisa not speak about that case? Mishum the Gageris Avidel Ishtamuti. Tomorrow, the Braisa's main focus is to teach us what happens if the Gageris got displaced. It says the Gemara, that's a question that could come up on a Gageris. But it's not a question that comes up on the Veshet. The Veshet doesn't usually move out of place. Tashma says the Gemara, there's another Braisa. Shnochat Shnei Chatzoy Simen Boif. If you shechted one half of one simen and one half of the other simen, it's not a valid shechita. Vein tzarich lemer behema, and certainly that would be the case by behema. Rabbi Yehuda imer ba'oif ad sheyishcheres aveshet v'severidim. Rabbi Yehuda said that we have when we're dealing with a bird, you have to shecht the veshet and the veridim. So we see seemingly that what we're learning here is that the proper way of a shechting of a bird is by shechting the veshet. Kana is not. Answers the Gemara, that's not what it was meant to say. Shechting the kana itself would also be fine. But the veshet, so mechulev reading. As we learned in the Mishnah, we'll continue learning. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that we have to cut the veridim, and he's teaching us that the veshet is near the veridim, so it makes sense to cut it there. Toshma, we know that one of the disqualifications of a shechita shi, if there was a pause, says, and says the Braisa, Shachachatzi Gageris, if somebody shechted half the Gageris, Veshachadei Shechita Acheris, and then he paused so long until he could do another Shechita, that's the Shear of Shia, and then Gomra, and then he completed shechting it, Shechitasai Gshera. Because what we're learning from here, the way to understand the Braisa, is that shechting half of a simen is not an act of shechita. So you really didn't do anything. And therefore, now it starts. My love, isn't this Braisa suggest the Gemara, speaking about an oif, or my Gomra, Gomra l'chageris. And the Braisa is saying that if you shechted less than half of the gageris. So the way to understand this Gemara is a halacha that we learned previously. That if you have an animal that has a cut gageris, a cut kana, but it's less than half, the animal is considered a kosher bird. And here what happened was you cut it, but you cut it less than half, so you didn't make it into a trefa, and then you paused, but we don't care if you paused, because it really isn't considered as if you began the shechita. Then you complete doing the kana, so you have a proper shechita. So isn't this approved? You don't even have to complete it. You just have to do the point, as we always discussed, the 51% point. But isn't this clearly indication that you could kill a bird just by cutting the kana? Says the Merloi. This Braisa is not talking about a bird. The Braisa is talking about a behema. My gomra, what it meant is gomra shechita kula. That means you cut less than half of the kana. And after cutting less than half of the kana, what happened was you stopped, but nothing really of significance happened. And then after you did that, now you went and you cut the remainder of the kana and the veshit, that'll be a kosher shechita. But this has nothing to do with a bird. Tashma, says the Gemara, the Braisa speaks about the case that we just mentioned. Harei shayachatzi konam pogam, if less than half of the kana was cut, for hoisifel of kolshu, and you took it a drop, shechitasa kshera. So isn't this, again, the Gemara wants to say, speaking about a bird. And we see that gomra gomra l'kana, cutting the kana is a valid shechita. Isn't that a right that even cutting the kana is a good shechita? Says Maraloi, it's talking about the behema. And my gomra, what means that here, said here is gomra l'veshet. What it means is you have an animal that isn't, that the kana is not completely cut, less than half is cut. Now what you'll do is do the roiv of the kana, and then do roiv of the veshit, and you'll have a kosher animal. We're not talking about birds. Tashma, continues the Gemara, attempting to understand, to answer this question. The Braisa says, how do we do malika? Chaytik shedrik mafrekes, cut, pierce the spinal cord, the neck bone, beloy brei basar. Because if we learn, as we've learned before, says Rashi, if roiv of the basa were cut, then this bird is a trefa. Achmagi levesha lakana. Higi levesha lakana. When you get to the vesha kana, chayta simch echad. Now you'll cut one simen, roiv basa imai, and the meat that's around it. And by oila, we learn shnayim, you have to cut both simon or roiv shnayim. So we see from here that vesha lakana is enough. By Chatasoif, Tiyufta of Adabarahava, Tiyufta. Ask the Gemara, so now what is the halacha? My havala, do we paskin like Rav Nachman, that one simen by oif, it doesn't make a difference if it's the kana or the veshit, or do we follow the opinion of Adabarahava that says it must be the veshit alone? Ask the Gemara, what kind of question is that? My havala, we just proved from the Braisa, Kedekamrit, the Mara said to Yofta, that we saw a clear proof that either one is fine. Answers the Gemara, Dalma, you can't bring a raya from Malika to Shechita. Shani Hassan, when we speak about Malika, take a Shedra Mefrakis. There, we already break the spinal cord, and we break the neck bone. So therefore, this bird, life, is already weakened. There, it's enough if you cut either the kana or the veshit by a chatas oif. But when we're speaking about a regular bird where we don't break the shedra mafrekis, what is the halacha? says the Gemara Toshimadu, who by Avza the Havabe Rava, there was a goose in the home of Rava, also Kimasmus Kuadama, that bird was brought when it was full of blood. And now we had to check where the blood came from. So Amar Rava, Sir Rava said, Hechinavid, we have now a dilemma. What should we do? Nishchate, should we shecht it? And then examine where the blood came from. If there was a hole before we did the shechita, says the Gemara, that wouldn't work because we need to be concerned. Dilma benok neka kashachet. There was a hole there, but that was the exact spot that we shechted. Nivdekei, should we examine it v'hada nishchatei and then shechted? Hamarava v'esher en lebedika b'chutz. We can't just do a bedika on the veshit from an external elba mefnim, because any small hole in the veshit would make that bird be a trefa. Now the outside layer of a veshit is red, and therefore we need to be concerned there was some blood that came into that hole, and therefore we can't tell that there's a hole. So the way to look is from the inside layer, which is white. But we can't possibly check before we do the shechita. And now we won't be able to tell because maybe the hole is right on the spot that I cut. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, said, what we should do is nivdek lekana, examine the kana, and then nishchet lekana, shecht, cut the kana, and that will be an adequate shechita, the nichshrei. Now we have a kosher shechita, and now we will be able to work with that veshit. For hada lefkula veshit, now we could check the veshit for livdekei. Amar Rava, so Rava was so proud of his son Reb Yosef. He said, "Chakam Yosaburi, my son is so smart, betrefus and shail of hilchas trefa like Reb Yochanan." Reb Yochanan was known as an individual who was an expert in hilchas trefus. Alma, but what do we see from here based on the advice that he gave? The advice he gave was cut the kana. So we see that shechting a bird can be accomplished with shechting the bird can be accomplished just by shechting the kana, and that's the answer. Alma, from here we see echad, when the halacha is that you could shecht the bird just doing one simen, the halacha is oi hai, the kana, the veisha, it doesn't make a difference. It's interesting to point out that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed says that we know that normally the halacha is that when mom does shechita, he makes a bracha before he does the shechita. But the Gemara is teaching us now, he says, that based on this Gemara, sometimes you'll have a bird, presumably by an animal the same, that there may be a question on its kashrus, that even if you're going to be doing a proper shechita, there might be something wrong with that bird or that animal. And therefore, in such a case, he suggests, one should not do the shechita, should not make the bracha on the shechita beforehand, because you have a real question that maybe what I'm doing is a bracha levatala. Rabbi Huda learned in our Mishnah, as we've been mentioning, that the shechita also should cut the reed and the veins and the arteries to bleed out. Amar Chizda, to which Rabbi Chizda said, Amar Rabbi Huda el ba'if, when did Rabbi Huda say that cutting the veridim is important? It's by a bird. Hoyl v'tzaleu, since it's completely roasted, ke'echod, without cutting into pieces. So we have to do something to make sure the blood will be able to come out. Ava behema, when we speak about an animal, kiva de menatchoi ever, since we cut it into pieces, lo tzorich, there's no need to do so. The Rosh says that even if it's your intention by a bird to cut it into pieces, since normally it's not cut into pieces, it's kept whole, we have to be concerned that you're going to end up not cutting it to the pieces, and therefore you should always cut the veridim. The Madana Yontif says that since we learned, when we learned the Mishnah, we learned Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that Tosfos holds the Evid, if you did not cut the veridim, it's kosher. So certainly in a case where you intend to cut it, into pieces the bird. There, you certainly don't have to cut it. Why do we have to cut the vridim? Because we said since there's a lot of blood there, we're concerned that even if you're going to roast it, all of the blood will not come out. And the other concern we mentioned was that during the act of shechita, much blood rushes to that area. And since much blood rushes to that area, there's a concern that we're not going to be able to get out all, so much blood. As says the Gemara, but again, given all the explanations we just gave, remember we learn from here the Tam de Behuda, Mishum Damhu. The reason he says the cut of Reedim is all connected because of a blood consideration. For Tanan, ask the Gemara, Yudai Mashi Yishkeres Vereim. Why do you have to shech the Reedim? The reasons that we gave are reasons to cut the Reedim, not shech them. Answers the Gemara, Ema, indeed, Achi Yinkav is a Veridim. What was meant was to pierce the Veridim. What was meant when the Mishnah used the word Achi Yishchait? Or my Achi Yishchait? Achi Nishkai B'Sha Shchita. At the time of Shchita, pierce them to get the blood out. Toshma, so ask the Gemara from a different Braisa. The Braisa says, Veridim B'Shchita, Diver Rebbe Yehuda. So why is Shchita required? Ema, and says the Gemara, Vridim Tzorach L'Nakfon, one has to pierce the Vridim B'Sha'a Shechita, Div Rebbe Yehuda. Toshma, so Gemara tries another Braisa. Amalei Rebbe Yehuda. They said to Rebbe Yehuda, Melacha Shalai Huskar Vridim, El Lohitz Midam, if the entire reason we have to cut the Vridim is to get the blood out, so Mali B'Shechita, Mali Shalai B'Shechita, why is there a difference if they're cut with Shechita or without Shechita? That was a question posed to Rebbe Yehuda. Says the Gemara, isn't that an indication? Mechal de Rabbi Yehuda Sava B'Shechita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to do Shechita. And he was asked, why is Shechita required? Says the Marahach Kamerlei. This is what the way to understand the dialogue between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Mali l'nokvim shah Shechita. Mali l'nokvim shalai b'shah Shechita. Why? We want to get the blood out of these veridim, but why must it be done at the time of Shechita? To which Rabbi Yehuda responded, B'shas Shechita Osadam Dechayim. There's a lot of blood coming out because the blood is still hot. And that's why cutting the veridim will cause the blood to spill out. When it's ready after the Shas Shechita, the blood isn't rushing out. It's cold. Lo Osadam Dechayim. And we want to get, says Rabbi Yehuda, as much blood out. So that's why we want to cut out the Shas Shechita. Ask the Gemara. By Rabbi Yemir. Veridim Rabbi Yehuda. Shabhen. If somebody waited after doing the Shechita, which we mentioned a few moments ago, when you do Shechita, there's a concern of Shia, of pausing. If somebody paused between the cutting of the Simonim and the cutting of the Vridim, or he didn't cut them in a back and forth motion, Halach Vaiva, he just starts behind me, put pressure on them. Mahu, what will be the din? Amalei, says the Gemara, who Saba, Hacham Rabbi Loza, Vamalei Amalei, who Saba, Rabbi Loza, Hacham Rabbi Yochanan, Menakva Bekoitz. Any way you pierce them, even if you take a thorn and you pierce them, as long as you're getting the blood out, thank Sherem. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa Rav Chizda, there's a Braisa that supports what Rav Chizda says, Shachishne Chitzoy Simonim Baif, Puzzle. If you only shechted half of a simon by an oif, it's not a valid shechita. Vein tzarch loyma, and certainly so is the halacha by behema. Yudayim of a oif, as she yishchad as a shvesh of a saridim. He didn't say, we see clearly that it's a halacha only by an oif. It's not, so we see from here that it's not part of the shechita. It's a new halacha, and as we explained, that's only a concern by a bird, not by an animal. Because a bird is usually not cut into pieces, an animal is. We learned in the Mishnah, Chatzi Oif, Chatzi Echt Ba'oif, if you only cut half of a simen of an oif, the halacha, it's not a good shechita. Itmer Rav Amar, Mechza Mechza. If you did exactly half, what's the halacha? So Rav says it's Karoiv. The Rav is teaching us regarding shechita, that if you did exactly 50%, it's going to be considered acceptable. Rav Kahana, I'm a machza, machza, 50% ain't a kroiv. It's not good because you need roiv. And the Gemara explains, Rav of a machza, machza kroiv, because hacha amalei rachmana la Moshe. when, as we're learning in our shir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu Hilchos Shechita, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, lo tishai ruba, don't leave roiv uncut. So if you cut half, you don't have a situation where you left roiv of a siman uncut. Rav Kana Amar em machza machza enik roiv, because his understanding was that hachamalei rachman al Moshe, if you want to have a valid shechita, shechit ruba, you have to shech the roiv. Anything less, it's not a good shechita. Simen chatzi ketina gageris pigima. Tanan says the Gemara, the Mishnah said chatzi echad ba'oif or echad v'chatzi b'behema. The shechita say is psula. But ask the Gemara, v'yamrit machza machza karoiv, that half is good enough. Amai, why is the loch of yishechted chatzi simen ba'oif? It's possible. According to Rav, havad le'roiv, that's considered a valid shechita. Answers the Gemara, the reason Amish that disqualifies that shechita is a disqualification midrabbanan, because the Chazal were concerned that if you're going to do 50%, you may not make the whole 50%. And if you're not going to make the whole 50%, even Rav agrees that that's a disqualified shechita. Dimalay aslam evit palga, you may not end up doing the whole 50%, and therefore it's disqualified. Amar Rav Ketina Toshma. The halacha is that a kli cheres we mentioned cannot become tar by putting it into mikveh. The only way, for example, if you have a tanur, a furnace, oven that's made out of cheres, out of earthenware, is by breaking it. The halacha, the pasuk says this: v'chol hashipim nevlosim olav yitma tana v'karayim yutatz tameim heim tameim yulechem. And if you broke just a small part of it, but most of it is kept intact, that's not considered that you broke it, and therefore it still would be tamei. What would be the halacha, says the Braisa? Cholke l'shnayim vein shovim. You broke it into two equal-sized pieces, shnayim tameim, lefi she'ef shelotzamtzem. Because you can't know for certain, says the Braisa, which, that they're both actually 50%. We need to be concerned that there's one piece that's really bigger than the other piece, and that piece which is bigger than the other piece is the roiv. And we said if you have a piece that's roiv, the halacha is that it's tamei. So what do we see from here? Ha'ef shel tzamtzem, if you were able to know that you did exactly 50-50, so you don't have either piece that is roiv, it would be tahirim. But ask the Gemara, my tahirim, why would that be fine? Zilhacha ikaruba, zilhacha ikaruba. If you say that 50% is equal to roiv, so it shouldn't be tameh because I don't know which is which. Even if it's much more fundamental. Even if I know for certain that I was able to break it exactly down the middle, 50-50, it should still not be tameh because it should still be tameh because I need to have less than roiv. I have to have less than 50%. Amra papa, answers the Gemara, that you can't bring a roiv from there. Because trei rubi b'cham manileka, you can't have two roivs in one keli. One is the roiv, and one is the niyat. But by shechita, we're only cutting one simen. And Rav is teaching us that if you're only cutting one simen, but you cut chatzi, you cut 50% of that simen, that will be enough to make it a kosher shechita.